You're listening to World Watch Weekly by Open Doors Canada. On today's episode, we talk with a young entrepreneur who's using a business she started in high school to raise money for our persecuted family. And we'll talk with her about how supporting persecuted Christians has affected her faith journey. For more information about Open Doors Canada or the World Watch List, please visit our website at www.opendoorsca.org. Enjoy today's episode. Welcome back to the World Watch Weekly podcast. We're happy to have you with us as always. I'm Andrew, with me is Jared, and today we are joined by our special guest, Kezia. Kezia is going to take the next few moments and share with us about her journey of how she began to support persecuted Christians.
Yeah, and thank you.
Oh, sorry.
Welcome, Kezia. We're glad you're here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And so before we get into the interview, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself, Kezia?
Yeah, so I live in the Niagara region, and I am going to Brock University into second year, studying in the business program. And yeah, I guess most importantly, I'm a sinner that's saved by God's grace, and that's the most important part of me.
Absolutely. And so, Kezia, we got to know you a little bit because we discovered that you were using a business that you started in high school to raise money to support the persecuted church. And so we wanted to have you come on, talk a little bit about your business, talk a little bit about your faith journey and learning about the persecuted church. And so would you just start telling us a little bit about your business?
So I started selling bracelets back in high school. So it would have been fall 2017. And it was actually for a school project at the time, but also at the same time, I was planning to go on a short-term mission trip with my current church to El Salvador. And so I figured, okay, this is a great idea. I'm going to do this for my big final English class project and try to raise money for this trip. And so originally I didn't know what I was going to do. And I figured, actually, I had a friend that started just making these little beaded bracelets, and I was like, oh, that's kind of a great idea. And then I stole it from her and did that for this project and for this fundraising. And so it was really great because I was able to put a lot more effort into it because it was a school project. So I wanted to make a website and to make some blog posts and to just be more creative like that. I also have an Instagram page that I was using as well. And so yeah, that's how it started. And I was able to raise far more than I had anticipated for the homes that we were going to be building in El Salvador. And after that, after we came back from that trip, it was just a week long trip, but I was just astonished at how God provided in the sense that I had a goal and he met it, and none of it was for me at that time. And so after, when we came home, I wanted to keep going with the business. I kept selling bracelets to my friends, and then it started to get a little bigger, and I started selling to people that I didn't know, and mostly in still the Niagara region at this point. And I was still doing, I think at this point I changed it to be 50% to El Salvador still, and then, no, it was 50% to El Salvador. And then at this time as well, I was planning to go to a Cape and Ray Bible College in Australia the following year after graduating high school. And so I was planning to still donate 50% to building homes in El Salvador, and then the other 50% I was putting aside to some ministry in Australia that I didn't know at the time what it was going to be. And so I kept selling until 2019 when I left to go to Australia. And as I was there, I was able to donate to two wonderful ministries that had impacted me. And also while I was in Australia is when I had first learned about Open Doors. And so there was I think it was a younger girl that came and spoke to our school one night. And then I actually ended up going a couple weeks later to a church to learn more about it. We had the option if we wanted to go and learn. And so I went, and in the moment, I didn't think that I was going to support the persecuted church when I had returned home. I just wanted to learn about it. But then it was cool to see how God worked through that. And then a couple of months later, when I was home, I wanted to serve in this way. And so, yeah, so then I started doing 50% towards Open Doors, and it's been a journey since.
Awesome. And that's so incredible. We are incredibly thankful for your desire to support our persecuted family. Now, you have been incredibly nice, and you haven't even mentioned the name of your business yet, Kezia. And so
yes.
Give us the name of your business and your Instagram handle so people can find out more about you.
Thank you. My business is called Highs and Lows Bracelets. I'm on Instagram. I have a website. I think that's pretty much it.
What's your Instagram, Kezia? At Highs and Lows?
Highs and Lows Bracelets.
Highs and Lows Bracelets.
Perfect. Not too hard to find.
So you touched on it, but what was it about the learning about the persecuted church that made you want to support them specifically when you were looking for ministries? Mm.
Yeah. So like I said, in the moment, I wasn't thinking that I was going to donate towards Open Doors when I had originally learned about them. But it was cool because the one lady that came and spoke at our Bible school left a bunch of different pictures with stories on the back about specific people and their stories of persecution. And I think there were four different beautiful photos, and that were from, I think one was North Korea, one was Eritrea, I don't even remember the other places, but then they left them there, and then they were kind of just on the counter in our conference hall for a couple of weeks, and then people were taking them, and then I figured, okay, these are really beautiful, I'm gonna take four of these home and just put them on my wall in my room because I love the photo that's on here and the stories on the back, and then it just has a couple words on the front. I know one of them says that grace reigns over suffering and different things like that. And so I brought those home, I put them on my wall, and then they were on my wall, and I was like, wow, there are believers, there are brothers and sisters that are really being persecuted. And I think that's kind of when it hit me. And I was like, I'm not passionate about making bracelets at all, but I'm passionate about the Lord, and I'm passionate about the church. And this is a great platform that God has given me to use and to practice different business skills and stuff, but also to use for His glory and for His name. And so I figured, yeah, I want to support the church, and I want to do this for a bigger cause that's not for myself. And so I don't know if that answered your question at all, but I think that was, yeah, that's how I kind of started, I guess.
Well, I mean, that's fantastic. And seeing the stories of our persecuted brothers and sisters is, it's exactly the idea, is we want their stories to inspire us to take action. Mm-hmm. So that's really cool. So then since then, could you tell us a little bit about how that process of, you know, learning about and supporting and praying for a persecuted family, how has that affected your faith since then?
Yeah, in many ways. One way specifically, I'll speak of a couple. The more that I pray, and the more that I even am just thinking about our persecuted brothers and sisters throughout my day, the more that my heart is breaking, and the more that I want to talk about it, and that I want to pray about it more, and I want to, yeah, I want to suffer alongside them, like we read at what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 12. And so that's affected a lot of what I'm learning. I'm also learning that we are so blessed to have biblical resources here in Canada and in the West, and to have Bibles, and to have multiple Bibles per person. And that's something that God has really been teaching me as well, that I'm undeserving of everything, but His grace is abounding, and that He has blessed us to grow up here in the West, but that we must not take this for granted and must not make it about us, but must rather realize that it's all by God's grace that, that we have resources that we have, and that we can proclaim his name freely. The other thing too is I have a couple of different discipleship groups that I'm meeting with throughout the week, and I often find myself thinking about how this is amazing that I can meet with 15 other believers and not have to worry about who might see us go into this room together, or about singing together, and it truly is a gift to be able to meet with other believers. And so it's been really humbling to me as I learn more about the persecuted church. I'm humbled and I'm grateful, but I also am saddened by a lot of the persecution that does occur. But also am reminded that God is sovereign and that he reigns over persecution and he's using it for his glory and for his name's sake. So that's a little bit about what I'm learning, or a lot.
You know, it really is true that when we learn more about the persecuted church and what they are experiencing, God challenges our hearts. He challenges our attitudes and our level of gratefulness and gratitude for the things that we do have. And so I want to thank you for sharing from your heart today, Kezia. And I wonder, but before we end, if you would take a moment and pray for our persecuted family today.
Yeah, of course. Father, we come before you in humility, recognizing, Lord, that you are so great and you are so sovereign, and your will be done in everything, Lord. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, who is fully God and fully man, down to this earth, Lord, to live the life that we couldn't live and to die the death that we deserve, Lord. Thank you for redeeming us. Thank you for calling us your own. Father, our heart breaks as we know that there are many brothers and sisters that are being very persecuted, Lord. You know who they are, you know their names, you know their hearts. And Father, would you strengthen them? Would you give them peace? Would you give them continual hope in your gospel? And Father, I pray for those that are persecuting them as well, Lord. Would they come to know you? Would they come to salvation? Would they come to repentance, Lord? Yeah, what a joy it is to know that you have placed us all around the world specifically for your glory. And so, Lord, we know that there is no persecution or famine or hardship or anything, Lord, that can separate us from your love. And we bask in that, Lord, because that is that's what gives us life. And so, Lord, thank you for the resources that you've given us here, that we can learn about your persecuted church and we can learn more about you, Father. And I pray that you would continue to break our hearts here for those that don't know you in our cities, but also for those that don't know you all throughout the world. Lord, would you use us, and would we be obedient in where you are calling us, Father? And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Kezia, thank you so much for joining us for the podcast today. It's been a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's my pleasure as well.
Well, you should check out Kezia's work at highsandlowsbracelets.com or on Instagram at highsandlowsbracelets. And you can visit Open Doors and learn more about the work we do and the World Watch List at www.opendoorsca.org. We hope you'll take a moment to review and share the podcast. It really does help us reach as many people as possible.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to Open Doors Canada's World Watch Weekly podcast. The goal of this podcast is to encourage Canadians to pray for our persecuted family. To find out more, please visit our website at www.opendoorsca.org and click on Get Involved and Prayer.